Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is emotions. Oh. I'm so emotional, baby.
Okay, whoa. I just had, what's it called? Deja vu. Mm-hmm. That we've done something like this before.
Like, I've had like this weird vision of me sitting in a room making bad content with you. I don't know why I'm getting that feeling.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, today we're talking about emotions. As always, I have a lot of emotions going on. Maybe you do too. We're going to hear more about that.
We sure are.
But first, well, I've... As usual, I have a few things to say. First,
what is happening?
I would like... I'm off today, Sean. You know what's creating this offness for me? It's this. Hanging in my eye.
Well, you can move it.
I know. I'm going to. Okay.
I think you like it, though.
In Sean... It feels like I'm like behind like a little mystical curtain. In Sean's closet here, he has his costumes ready for himself and his boyfriend for a party that we're going to, a theme party. And it's space cowboy theme, so I'm literally like
an outdoor COVID.
Oh yeah,
party.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so I have to give the disclaimers, but so yeah, when we say we film in the closet, we really, really are in a closet. Like, I'm in between Sean's hangers, and it just so happens that today I have the pink fringe of a space cowboy jacket hanging into my eyeballs.
I've blessed you
with this. Yeah, so lucky me.
Yeah.
But
what else do you have going on? I'm so confused. It kind of stresses me out when you, like,
when I get
off on tangents.
You're like, where are you going?
I have a lot to talk about today.
You're like, what?
I'm like, oh, Christ.
Not another catching up episode. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, before we get into that and before I ruin your evening, I want to say a huge, huge thank you to all of our patrons. If you want to become a patron, you can go to our Instagram page at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio, both for that and our merch. And a big thank you to Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, Kate, and Serena. Thank you for generously supporting I Can Explain Podcast. And I wanted to mention, Sean, we did a bonus episode that we just uploaded. There's a few bonus episodes up there to listen to. And it was an extension of Queer Baiting.
Yes.
Okay.
It was Queer Baiting Part 2, the remix is how
I loved that title, by the way. And did you notice in the Discord afterwards, people were so gung-ho about Klexicon and Klexa?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we didn't talk about it on the regular episode, but in the bonus episode, if you want to go become a patron and listen to that, we go over the whole Klexa scenario. And I know people really care, but I was like... even more fascinated that of all the things that we've talked about, both on our regular episodes and the bonus episodes, I feel like we got the most feedback on the Discord, the Patreon Discord, of that. So that was just fascinating to me. But anyways, you can also check us out on Instagram. I already said that at I Can Explain Podcast. And I want to ask all of you, wherever you're listening, to follow, subscribe, make sure to share with friends and family. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening, give it a screenshot, post this on your Instagram story, tag us. We will very much appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And repost it, all that good stuff. So thank you, Gabers, for all the support.
Okay, so...
time to cry.
To branch off of you having things that are on the docket,
okay.
I have something that I need to talk to you about.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no.
And it is something that has made me emotional that you have done to me.
Oh, no.
In the recent days.
Is this you getting me back for when I got mad about the lesbians commenting on your Instagram post?
Kind of. I think you know what's coming.
No, I don't. I'm stressed.
This, you know, I really thought that we were good friends. And then you did something to me that was so horrific that I felt saddened. I felt anger.
Okay.
I felt disgust.
All the emotions.
And I have collected some receipts and I will be posting them on our Instagram when this episode goes up. Do you know what this is?
No, I have no idea. So I'm so stressed.
And that is that you have taken it upon yourself to get on Furry Talk. Which is fine. I respect that for you. This is something that you have expressed interest in. Being a furry, you have expressed wanting to be one, wanting to fuck them.
So I'm really crying right now.
Okay with it. But when you start to bring your actions onto my life, my feed.
Okay.
It's just too much.
It's too much. Okay.
It's too much.
Okay, so if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, I think in the first, like, 10 episodes we talked about furries.
Yeah.
Right?
And you've tried to keep talking about them
ever since. And the other day, I was scrolling TikTok and...
Here's my question.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Here's my question. Please, and please. I wanted to ask you this on air so that I can have this recorded.
Okay, yeah.
What is the first... bridging TikTok that you like to get onto furry talk?
How do you get there?
Yeah, because it's like, sure, you like some right. furry TikToks.
Right.
But why are you getting furry TikToks in the first place?
Okay, so I think how I got there was a combo, okay? First of all, my friend Dana knows that people in masks really scare me. I've talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah, because you're scared that you're so horny.
Shut the fuck up. I'm literally gonna cry. This whole podcast is gonna be me just like eggshelling over trying not to offend the kink community and also defend that I am not into those particular kinks.
Right. Yes.
So basically, all things, Sean. So basically,
we said emotions, and you're already crying. I'm like, check.
So it's happening. When you said emotions, I wasn't expecting you to bring up furries, but I do.
Well, I wasn't
going to
let that slide past. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so I think it was a combo of two things. My friend Dana, she knows that it scares me when people are in masks, like puppy play and stuff. I've talked about it on this podcast. It's like an actual phobia.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then. So she started sending me these videos of this person.
The raccoon.
The raccoon.
Oh, we heard about the raccoon.
Yeah, that was like, you know, jumping around. Oh, did I talk about it in this podcast?
Well, yeah,
okay,
you did.
So there you go. So the people know about this. Okay. So this person, or raccoon, however they want to be referred to.
Yeah, that is their fursona.
Yeah.
You should know that, being somebody that's so
is that what it's called? Fursona? Yeah. Wow, okay. And then...
You pretending you know nothing about the furry community?
And, oh my god.
I feel like yours would be a weasel.
You fucking asshole, honestly. Of all the weasels there are, you are the weasel.
No, you're the weasel.
I
think I'd be a rat.
For putting me into this, you are the weasel.
For putting you into this?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. I screen recorded me swiping through the TikToks yesterday.
Oh my god. Okay, well, good luck to all the I Can Explain listeners who follow us on Instagram that are going to be viewing those. And I Can Explain podcasts if it interests you. So... Okay, so it's a combo. So I was getting these raccoon videos sent to me, okay? This person jumping like a raccoon, wearing a mask, little paws, whatever. And then I also enjoy watching cooking videos. Mm. So I like a lot of cooking videos.
That's how you got to bake me up, Buttercup.
So, exactly. So I think being sent... furry content.
Yeah.
Or I don't think the raccoon identifies as a furry. I think they just identify
as
a raccoon.
Yeah.
Yes. So getting sent the raccoon content.
Yes.
And then, like in cooking videos, you combine the two and you have Bake Me Up Buttercup.
Yeah.
That's that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, should I fact check that? That's
yeah,
it. You're sure?
It, yeah.
We got to give the appropriate shout outs in case there are any listeners that are interested.
Yeah.
So Bake Me Up Buttercup. The first video that came up for me of Bake Me Up Buttercup was the unboxing, the creation of Bake Me Up Buttercup.
Yes.
So it's this person that is opening their mask or like furry head or whatever you call it. And so they're opening it and they're like so excited. Like they're like in actual tears. Speaking of emotions, I've never seen someone more excited to open anything.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen someone open a gift. Literally anything and be that happy.
You've never seen anybody open a gift.
Be that happy. The happiest I've seen anyone is this person opening their furry head.
Person.
This person. Pardon me. So people are either going to think this is funny or they're going to literally want to cancel.
I thought it was funny when I stopped crying.
So anyways, I was equally curious and enamored.
As you were.
By... Shut the...
It probably didn't help that when you got, you know, mm-hmm. when TikTok sends you those things after some videos, did you find this useful? And you said, yes, comment horny.
Okay. I was... I'm trying to let you do your bit, mm-hmm. but I'm also trying to be articulate about Make Me Up Buttercup, okay? What I think that... I'm trying so hard not to literally just laugh for the rest of this episode. So I was equally enamored and also very happy for this person that they were so happy. I've literally never seen such genuine emotion come through about anything. And then I was in the comments, and this is when I think I went really wrong. I was in the comments and I was seeing a lot of bullying of people being like, what a loser for being so excited about something. So then I was going through and liking comments that were like, you guys, all these comments need to lay off. Like, anyone being this happy about anything is a great thing.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, completely
which is,
valid.
Which is so true. So I went on a liking rampage because I was very much in support of Bake Me Up Buttercup, okay? And this person, okay?
Yeah.
And then I commented and I just said, good for you, basically, in more words than, and also, where can I get
items? Are you single?
Yeah. So then I was like, this is very interesting. I noticed in the background of the video, there was a lot of dog collectibles.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is this? Is this person, like, didn't really say in the video if they're going to use it as a fursuit or if they were just like a collectible person, if they really liked a certain dog. I thought, you know, there's just certain types of people that when their dog dies, they like get obsessed with that breed and buy like everything with that breed. Yeah. So I didn't know if it was maybe one of those situations. Either way, it was a bit of I will be honest, no offense to Bake Me Up Buttercup, it was a bit of a TLC moment. You know, when you're watching TLC, the channel?
Yeah, always.
Okay? And there's certain things, like people being afraid of pickles, that you'll watch for 3 hours. Yeah. Just because you're like, I don't know anybody like you. That has like...
is afraid of pickles.
Yeah, or has like 800 dog memorabilia things, right? So I clicked on Bake Me Up Buttercup, and then I probably watched 30 videos.
Okay, because that's where they got it.
And they really were like, this is the longest she's ever been on any page on TikTok.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then since then, I have just, they think they found my niche. TikTok is like, which in some
ways...
They did
not find your niche,
in
though.
In some ways, they're right. Yeah. Because I am, like, very intrigued by this whole subculture of, it's a strong subculture. I will also say that there are persons out there on TikTok.
People,
if you will. If you will. That have, like... 500,000 followers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like they're like celebrities and they don't even show their faces. Their fur sona.
They're showing their faces, you inconsiderate bitch.
No, some of them aren't. You mean their face is their fur suit?
I also love that, like, you're actually, like, you don't want to offend because
like,
you don't,
actually
like,
trying not
you
to
have,
offend.
But you also don't have, like, an offensive opinion about it, but you're still trying to be respectful, but you're also curious. I see how you got stuck in
it. It's the place I came from, right? Yeah. Like, I genuinely, like, I see nothing wrong with what these people are doing, and I don't want to offend them. I'm like, I'm sorry if it's bad for me to say you're not showing your face and you think your face is your fursuit, then I will respect that. Like the raccoon. Like I said, I think the raccoon thinks that they're a raccoon.
They don't think it.
Brie. Okay, sorry. They are a raccoon. It's 2021, Brianne. People say they're a raccoon, they're a raccoon.
Yeah.
So this person, I think, is a raccoon.
Yes.
He's for certain hours. I can see my pants, Sean. I'm literally... of all the times I've listened on this podcast, this is... this is the deepest. Okay. But at the same time, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't watching, because there was a certain part of, like, kind of, like, curiosity in a way that I feel like I'm watching, like... Like, I don't want to be involved.
Right.
Like, I'm... What's it called again? Like, not looting. Like, I'm, like... Like, leering. Like, I feel like I'm looking a bit into, like, a zoo, if you will. I think that's a good description.
Okay, it's probably rude. But... Based on...
Well, they're all animals. A pet shop. Like, I like watching it, not because I want to be one of them, but because I'm intrigued. They've created a full, like, life, like a full storyline. Yeah. Like, Baby of Buttercup has a cooking show. I'm
fully crying right now, by the way.
Baby of Buttercup has a cooking show.
Absolutely, she does.
Buttercup actually cooks on TikTok.
Okay, before we get into emotions, because it's 16 minutes in, I've just watched you cry about furries.
Yeah.
I have something really shady to say.
Okay.
I actually have zero problem with, like, furries. Yeah. I think it's super interesting. Mm-hmm. The fucking part is kind of where it loses me, but the ones on TikTok aren't, like, fucky.
Have you seen...
No, Brie, I didn't deep dive further than what you sent me.
I sent you one of the thirst ones.
Yeah, but they didn't have their suit on. They didn't have their suit on.
Oh, but that doesn't matter. They put the head on and they have the body off. How do you think they fuck with their suit on? You think there's a hole under the tail?
You don't have a hole under your tail in your suit? Anyways, what I was going to say, the shady thing is, I get that Buttercup has a cooking show, but those cupcakes in the original TikTok that you sent were...
Not good.
Bargain basement.
So your issue is with the cooking.
With the cooking, but I actually think that Buttercup is a talented baker, but I think the issue is that Buttercup has such meaty paws that I think it would be hard to ice those cupcakes with all that fur and, like, gear in the way.
That's true.
So I was like, I respect this journey, but maybe take the paws off while you're icing the cupcakes. Also, I'm sorry, but that is not food safe. That would pass no bylaws. All that synthetic fur sticking out of a cupcake.
And then I think that person has like three characters.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and then
I learned that in another TikTok you sent me.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. No, and then there's some, like, there's different ones that are known for different things. I mean, they're different personalities. There are the, like, thirst trapping furries. Like, in the same way, in every subset of TikTok.
There's,
like,
the bakers and there's the hoes.
There's the bakers and there are the hoes.
You can divide every single group of people into that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really beautiful. And that makes me happy, which is an emotion.
Which is why today we're talking about
emotions.
Can we even call this emotions, or are we just calling this fur talk?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see where this takes us. No, because, did you not get the ones I
DM'd? Oh, I'm literally trying to end furry in years.
I could talk about this for days.
No, I know.
We will do a separate bonus episode where I will shout out all these different fur accounts that I've found. Because genuinely, what I need to happen, speaking of TLC, which is why I brought up earlier, why is there not a show on these people?
Well, they've been on, like, My Strange Addiction and stuff.
They're these animals.
They've been on, like, My Strange Addiction shows like that, but it's always, like, they just do furries as, like, a My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, no, I need, like,
much more dedicated.
I need, like, Real Housewives, but the famous fursuiters.
Oh, my God, that would be good.
Like, I need, like, the people with the fan bases. There is one fox on TikTok.
Yeah.
She's got like 500,000 fucking followers and she sells stuffed animal minis of her and they sell out.
Stunning.
The second that they go up, they sell out. Like, she has a full, like, she
it's a business.
Oh, the cons, like Comic-Con, but there's like fur cons. Yeah. Right? And she will be a panelist. Like, she's a famous furry.
Also, I will say, like, from the time that I first saw furries to now, the technological advances, the first furries I saw were, like, scary high school mascots.
Yeah, they just stole the old mascot.
Eyes move, mouth moves, like, great textures to everything.
Okay, so here's my thought on it. Uh-huh. Here's my thought. is being a furry, being a good furry, being a famous furry,
yeah,
really just about who can afford the most expensive suit?
Is being a furry elitist?
I know this is, yeah.
Probably.
I know this is controversial.
What?
But.
What is an elitist, though?
But you know what I mean? Because, like, they, like, yeah, they do a certain persona, right?
Persona. Jesus. Persona.
But, like, they're fully covered.
Yeah.
So, and it's, like, a lot of photos and stuff, right?
Like, I assume the suit is, like, 50%. I assume the characterization is the other 50.
Because they are good at moving when you watch them. Like, they're, like, you know when you go to Disneyland and yeah.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
It's like the way that they like move is like accentuated.
Yeah.
Like they are, I'll give them that. They know how to make that suit do its thing. But I'm just a little,
doesn't like, sit right
because
with
you. I personally think.
So, do you think Jeff Bezos would be like the best furry?
Well, yeah. First furry to space.
Oh my God. Imagine he goes up to space in the dick shuttle. It comes down. It's a furry suit with the same hat. Like, he changed mid flight.
Okay. That
would have. Really?
That would have changed some minds, I think. At least among the fur community.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I'm being bold. Okay? I'm being bold.
Yeah.
I think that if I was willing to spend, like, let's say $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay? And go to one of these top creator people, which, by the way, killer business.
Absolutely.
That niche. Yeah. Amazing. And purchase, like, the hottest animal suit of all time.
Sexy weasel.
Sexy weasel. And I started a TikTok of me being
well.
A sexy weasel.
Well.
I genuinely think that I would skyrocket right. as the sexiest weasel on TikTok.
Well, I can tell that you're pitching this to make sure that it's sitting well with everybody listening.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
put the down payment.
I'm just trying to, you know.
You're like, I've paid $2,500 that I can't get back, so I would just like to make sure that I'm going to get some followers from this.
Yeah, I would like everyone to just say that they do also agree that I'm going to be at the next FurCon.
Yeah.
Headlining.
Yeah.
Like, signing autographs.
I need this to end.
Okay. Well, this has made Sean emotional, so.
I'm like, can we even call this emotions now?
Well, no, we're 22 minutes in, and all we've talked about is fucking furries. And fucking furries.
Fucking furries.
Which, actually, we haven't talked about that yet. We could talk about that. This episode just becomes furries.
Like, do we just do emotions next week?
Yeah, I almost think we... Well, we have Q&A next week.
Next
and
week.
And then we do emotions, yeah.
Are we really, am I really going to, with my little adorable, petite, gorgeous hands,
yeah.
am I really going to type furries as the episode title?
You know what I would be, I think?
Uh-huh.
Like, a tiger, but like a Siberian tiger, but like a sexy one. Like, thin waist, big ass.
I do love the ones that are like hourglass shaped still.
See, those are the like the sexy ones, like the fox.
Yeah.
And she does all these thirst traps where it actually is her and she's walking down a hallway and she like, you know, is in her human persona, yeah, if you will. And then it does a switch and she's in her fursuit as a sexy fox.
Foxy.
Yeah. And she's killing the game. Let me tell you.
That's the one that sells little foxes?
Yeah, it's the one that sells little things. And, I mean, lots of them got merch.
Yeah, I don't know what I would be.
I need to ask you this. Would you rather, and there's no hate to either community.
Okay.
But I do feel like both, clearly we've found out, are much more common than we originally suspected.
Would I rather be into pop play or...
No.
No.
But you seemed excited about that.
So no, I thought that was the question. But...
No. Would you rather... Okay. You... get 1 million followers for something. Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, you also get $1 million. Let's just say you get $1 million, you get 1 million followers and you're known as it.
If I'm a furry, is it Dogecoin?
No. No. But the thing is that you have to introduce yourself as what you do for the rest of your life. I'm going to give you the options, okay? I'm just setting this up, okay? Million followers, $1 million to start. Like, tomorrow, that's your starting point. And you can take it wherever you want after that. And every person for the rest of your life you meet, you have to introduce yourself as, this is what I do. Okay. Hi, I'm Sean, and this is what I do.
Okay.
Your family knows, everyone knows. Would you rather be a foot porn star or a furry porn star?
Foot porn, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, foot porn.
Wow. Yeah. See, that surprises me.
I mean, you probably like don't know because you're not close, but I have great feet. So like, well, I feel like I've always been on the verge, you know?
Sean, I've talked about on this podcast.
I feel like I've always been like really close to like foot porn stardom. So,
it's not that far off for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Here's my thing. So you would rather like tell everyone that you like you jerk off feet for like, or you jerk off dicks.
That's not, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
For a living? Okay. But people are going to assume.
I feel like that's also easier. That's like an easier party trick. Like, oh, I do foot porn. They're like, really? And then I just hold my foot up.
And they're like, oh, wow, yeah, beautiful foot. You're telling me a party trick isn't showing up in a furry fucking suit?
Okay, here's the thing. And I actually think about this with drag and with being a furry. Okay. I actually thought about this with drag. I saw a video of Brita Filter the other day. And I thought about this. And I thought about this when you were sending me furry suits. Mm-hmm. I'm way too hot to do either of those careers. Not, like, physically. Thank you, I know that's what you're thinking. like, I'm way too sweaty of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I would be dripping if I was a drag queen or I had a fursona.
Right. Yeah, the stage lights really do it, too.
Bitch, the stage lights? What about the, like, 6 inches of fabric on every piece of your body?
That's true. It is too hot.
I'm like, I would need like, you know, those inflatable costumes.
Yeah.
I would need one of those little fans attached all over me.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, I feel like you could get some fans going on stage, but fursuits. Yeah. That would be really hot.
So hot.
Imagine the AC bill at those cons.
Oh my God. Oh
my God. I brought up when we first started talking about furries, but one of my first interactions with furries was near my girlfriend's place.
Yeah,
we walked over and there was a hotel having a fur con, and I was like, what? And she's like, oh yeah, this happens every year here. And I was like, this is the spot. And so then we went into a restaurant that was by the hotel, and all the fur people, or what are they called?
They're feeble. Jesus, honestly. Like, these are not
at all. None of these are accurate. they were like in there like half zooted, if you will.
Oh, so okay, so here's my question. Yeah. If you're at a so Bake Me Up Buttercup,
yeah,
was eating, but without, she was putting it in her, no, she was putting it like on her tongue, her like fur tongue, but then I'm like, you're obviously not eating that, so it's just for like camera.
Oh no, that's just for camera. Yeah,
but
that's just for,
so the do vibe. They take their heads off,
yeah, to actually eat. Yeah,
so they're just sitting there with like their head on the booth.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Haunting.
So we were like, I know, it was really creepy, but just from the sense of, again, I feel like I need to preface this. I not in a kink shamey way, in a like it scares me way. Like I like when I'm when you're a kid and you see like a mascot, it's kind of freaky.
See, I'm not scared of it or kink shaming. I think it's like quite interesting. I actually went to high school with a furry.
I have worked on a project with a furry.
Yeah.
And very nice people. Or people.
Very nice people. Only good things to say about these people.
You know
people.
What it is? There's something about people that know what they like and they're happy about it. That's which is why I was so enamored with Bake Me Up Buttercup.
I also do think that it is very great that you helped out with the comment section, because yeah. That is one thing that, like, I hope this whole episode doesn't come off as shame, more of intrigue, mystery, glamour.
See, that's how I feel. yeah, exactly.
Because there is something to be said about people that get to the place that they are, because from a typical life standpoint, like being a furry is on the otter spectrum. So the fact that somebody has got to a point in their life that they're comfortable.
Sorry, I thought you said otter spectrum. Oh,
well, that too, bitch.
I was like, what?
otter.
Yeah, so for people
to... for people to get to a point in their life that they're, like, completely comfortable expressing that this is something that they're into, which is, like, not... literally not harming anybody.
Yes.
Why are you going to bully it?
Yeah, why... what's the downside? I literally don't get that at all.
I also think there's something to be said about people that... even if I'm watching furry TikToks that you send me,
yeah,
and I'm thinking, oh, this is a little weird, because some of them, besides just like some of them are a little weird.
Yeah, some of them are a little weird.
What would possess somebody to say something about it?
That's also what I feel
about hate comments just in general.
Yeah, I think it's similar to like, okay, like for example, let's put it this way. Everyone's got different kinks, different things that they're into, right? So you go to a sex club, let's say, okay? Yeah. Let's say that there's just like a really big sex club, or like the sex expo that I've talked about before, and you go in there and there's nothing wrong with like looking and being like, oh, I'm not into what I'm watching right now, meaning like I would not like to be a participant. But like there's a difference between not wanting to be a participant in something and thinking it's wrong for other people to participate in something.
Yeah.
And like that's how I feel with it, because I'm like, I'm watching from a place of like, I'm not interested in being a furry, but I'm intrigued by the whole like subculture and the creativity that goes into it.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a certain part of like me that's like oddly curious with like how people are into that, simply because I'm not into it.
Totally.
But there's a difference between that curiosity and being like, ew, I think these people are wrong for doing this.
And also, why does it offend you?
I don't get that.
That's the...
those people are just, like, really, like, shamed about whatever they're into, so they're just
projecting.
That's
the thing. I'm, like, they're into something, like, way weirder and, like, maybe harmful to, like, somebody. Like, so like crashing hot air balloons into buildings or something. That's their kink.
Okay, don't out me.
They're like, wow, I really wish I could be crashing a hot air balloon into this convention right now, instead but I'm just going to bully this furry. Yeah.
Did you see how supportive Bake Me Up Buttercup's grandma is?
I did, yeah.
See, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, my grandma would beat the shit out of me.
But... see, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, when I saw that, I was like, that's heartwarming.
Yeah.
It's a family
But then
affair.
I also thought about the food safe. I was like, are you feeding your grandmother this cupcake that has synthetic fur all in it? My concerns were more about the food safety and the aesthetics of those cupcakes.
My thought while watching those were, how can I...
fuck you.
You literally can't you. My thought watching it is, how can I monetize this for you? Like, I literally want to DM this person and be like, you have such a killer branding going on for your fursona. Like, how do we make dog treats out of this?
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking. Or, like, you know, there's all those TikTok cookie brands and stuff that are, like, fucking in Philadelphia and they send it all over North America. It's like cloud cookies and they go viral.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to do some sort of simple baking.
Yes.
And you can bake, in quotes, as your fursona. But then you have a food safe. Here's the key, food safe.
Batch,
like, factory that you actually, like, mass produce things and then send them out with your little branding. Oh,
exactly. That's what I mean. I feel like if they made, like, dog treats, but even better, like, here's my thought for them, okay? I hope that they're listening. I'm gonna tell them this.
Yeah.
Okay, so my thought for them is puppy and me dog treats that both humans and animals can eat.
Literally, that's what I was going to say.
Because it's so smart. These people, some of them, want to dress up as dogs, okay? Or they are this fursona that is a fursuit that emulates a dog. And they also love dogs in the sense that they have dogs. So, clearly, to me, if you had something that both people and dogs could eat in the shape of a cute little Big Mac Buttercup fucking logo.
Because sometimes we buy our dogs pop cakes for their birthdays. Yes. And the flavors sound good, but they're not but human safe. But you can't eat
them. See, so they need to be both.
Yeah.
And then people would just buy them for, like, the branding and how cute they look.
Beat Me Up Buttercup is a vet tech, though.
It's not Beat Me Up Buttercup.
Did I say that? Sorry, that's the UFC fighter version. That's her other persona. Bake Me Up? What is it? I was like, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Beam Me Up. Bake Me Up.
Yeah.
Buttercup. Uh-huh. She's a vet tech, which scares me only because I picture me taking my dog in and then, like, a week later coming back and then having a fursuit of my dog. Like, they realize that the dog is, like, somebody that they want to, like, have a fursona of.
Well, isn't that, like, honestly, like, isn't that the biggest form of flattery? That your dog has such a personality?
Yeah.
That it has enough of a personality to create a fursona?
Do you think her fursona would be blind if I brought Harley in?
Oh my god. Poor Harley. And yes.
Yes.
Yes. But I also need Big Mac Buttercup. For all the furry event promoters out there, I need Big Mac Buttercup to be booked.
Booked and blessed.
And I need a table where they're at every fur con where they travel around and they sell these treats.
Yeah.
See, I've created this whole, they've done the work of creating that, but I am, like, such a monetization bitch. I'm like, how can you get the money out of this?
You're like somebody that's, you're like a talent manager.
Yes.
But instead of that typical cliche movie thing that they see, like, a sad girl singing in, like, a bathroom stall and sign them, you see, like, anyone. And you're like, that can work.
Anyone that likes or does anything. Yeah. I'm like, I can make you money out of that. Because that is the truth, right? It's really just about liking something enough and feeling confident in your passion for it enough. Anything can be monetized. I mean, I think TikTok, as an example, is a perfect, like, thing for that in the sense that people are realizing that, like, whatever niche you're into, there are other people that are into it. Like, whether it's furries or tumbling fucking rocks, you can do anything that you love to do. Other people will love to consume that content and in turn probably buy your products to do with that content.
Yeah.
Like, there's that fucking rock tumbler chick on TikTok, and she is now going to sell her own rock tumbling kits.
Genius. Also, have you been watching Hacks?
No, what the fuck is that?
You should watch Hacks. It's a show on HBO Max.
Okay.
With Jean Smart.
Okay.
And it's about, it has like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It's about like an aging woman comic.
Okay.
And they're trying to take away her dates and she is like forced by her management to sign like a young queer writer.
Okay.
To help like liven up her content. Yeah. And I haven't finished it, but
is
her,
it good?
The comedian's daughter, like, tumbles rocks as, like, her job.
Okay, that's amazing.
You should definitely watch it, though. It made me laugh really hard. She, at one point, they're just talking. She's like, are you a lesbian? And the character's like, I don't think you can legally ask me that. And she's like, but if you're genuinely curious, and then just goes on an entire description of how she's bi, because it's like, just watch it. And then she just goes, I was just wondering why you're dressed like Rachel Maddow's mechanic. And I was like, I can't with this fucking show.
Oh my god, I need to watch this show. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So basically the moral of today
is do what you love.
Do what you love, love what you love.
Don't let anybody stomp on your dreams.
Yeah. Or your fursuit.
Yeah. Oh my god. Do they dry clean them?
I don't know how
they clean question.
Them. That is a good question. Like, what if someone went and like spilled something on your fursuit?
It's obviously like hand wash only. Oh my god, imagine if it shrunk. You put it in the dryer.
Then you'd have to put your fursuit on your dog. And then it would be like a dream within a dream. What's that?
Inception. Dogception.
Dogception. Okay, so honest question. If you had to choose an animal, like, jokes aside, like, you're not gonna be a rat.
I actually think I, like...
You're gonna be a fucking rat?
Maybe, like, a mouse. I don't know. What do you? What is yours?
I already said. I'm gonna be a sexy Siberian tiger.
Yeah. No.
Because I think that's what's gonna sell for me. That's why I'm picking it.
I think it needs to be something out of the box. Like, I know there's a lot of wolves. I know there's a lot of dogs.
In order to be a wolf, you...
You need to be, like, a...
you gotta be ready to fuck.
Yeah,
you gotta be ready to fuck. They're the fucking ones. They love to fuck. That's their persona. They're like sexy. They're strapping.
Yeah, that's not me. I honestly feel like a rat or like some sort of like something weird.
And then it's just you like digging through garbage, making music.
A raccoon. Maybe I would just be the raccoon.
Okay. Yeah, I could be a koala with the clap, like just to like make that a whole vibe. Yeah. Just getting like high and like having the clap. Like I feel like the brandability of that would be kind of funny because koalas as animals are funny. Like if you perceive them as humans, how they're just high all day and they all have the clap.
Yeah.
Like I think that's kind of hysterical.
Yeah. You already have the clap too. So it's like a pretty easy transition
with like a, with like a little singed tail from like the Australian wildfire.
I need to end this episode.
I think of all the things I could have been canceled for.
How much fun would it be if I had a rat tail though, too?
No, I fucking hate that. No, rats are my least favorite
animal. And I just burgle homes. There was this full fursuit.
There was this whole phase there for a while that all the queers were getting rats as pets because I think they thought it was like
alternative. I literally want a rat pet.
I'll never come over here again.
I've literally said this to Lauren multiple times. I love rats. I think they're very cute.
I hate them to my core.
But I would want one, like, I would want to be, like, Cinderella vibes. Or Snow White, sorry.
The fuck is Cinderella vibes?
Like, as in, like, I could, like, sing and it would open the curtains. Like, we'd be best friends.
So, like, a slave rat?
That's, no, like, getting food? It's doing it out of love for you.
I don't know. Have you seen those rats in Cinderella? They're, like, busting ass for that cat. That big bitch cat.
True.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm so happy we talked about our emotions.
Yeah,
today.
I feel a big weight off my shoulders.
This whole episode is me going to therapy. Yeah. Like, I'm here to talk about my emotions.
And I'm so sorry for all the people that now have to go to therapy after listening to this.
All right. Make sure to follow or subscribe and also go check us out on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio for our merch and our Patreon. Our Patreon has bonus episodes as well as Discord. We're gonna make a bonus episode of this one, and on our Discord, let's please discuss. If you are a furry, we want to hear from you. Oh my god,
from the
people,
please,
and we will shout you out in a future episode, and your content and brand and all that fun stuff. And also, I will just consume that content because it's my new favorite kind. All right, until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
We need to go to jail.
Yeah.